About 3 miles from the border town, the California line. Morning sun was rising full, and I went to the dust whistling wine. Like a dust cloud from the flatland, with the force of the mountain behind, stood in front of me a vision to see with the thumb race through the sky. She jumped inside and spoke her name, Cecilia D. from Abilene. I was trying to put up a good fight, but I was down the road away. She said to me, let's see how far we go. Steep grades, sharp curves, treachery stretching my way. Believe a tailspin that I just might never get out of. Steep grades, sharp curves, said she was going my way. Wishing now to my dying day.
Fucking A right.
Fucking A right!
All right, fucking A right.
Suck it up, buttercup!
Alrighty. Well, okay then.
That sounds like a Dead song, actually.
Should be!
Suck it up, buttercup. Pretty sure we met that person once.
You guys want to do
another song.
Like a bluegrass one, since you stick around your moves right now. So let's do like Blue Night, Midnight on Highway,
I've been digging Blue Night a lot.
Blue Night? Let's do Blue Night. Alright, we're going to do a Belmont Road tune.
They call him the Pappy of Blue Crappy.
Peepaw.
Peepaw.
Yeah.
Peepaw. Who's Meemaw, though? Yeah.
Miss so, Monroe.
Not to go too deep, but this song, there's a line in it where it says, I love you best. I love you best, or was it best the upright female bass player in the band. Bill Peepaw had some secrets.
That's some deep trivia.
Just saying.
Will we ever
listen,
really know?
Listen
hey,
for it.
But there's a Bill Monroe story where some guy broke into his house and smashed his like super prized mandolin, and it was in like 800 pieces, and he had this guy like meticulously put it back together. But the story, or like the rumor behind the reason the guy breaking in his house and breaking Bill Monroe's mandolin was because he was fooling around with his wife.
Watch out for those mandolin players. They got slippery fingers, I tell you what.